This Saturday, Liberian Americans living in the Northwest are hosting a fundraiser for Ebola relief efforts in West Africa, the proceeds going to essential supplies. For the Liberian community in the Puget Sound area, this event is a way to stay involved from thousands of miles away.
The past week has been busy for Jasper Kinney. He's checking his phone for email messages about Saturday's dinner fundraiser, like this one. Someone suggested using a video as part of the program, and there are tons of questions coming at him.
Another one is about ticket sales, where are we at now on ticket counts, because I'm the only one on the account, so I see the count and then send the information to someone.
Kinney is one of the organizers. He says ticket sales will help, but they're accepting things like non-perishable foods, medical supplies, and money. Proceeds will help people in remote areas.
Specifically small towns and villages in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. And the reason is most of these communities, it's hard for the bigger NGOs to get there, whether it's because of transportation, logistics, and things like that.
Kinney grew up in Liberia and moved to Seattle 15 years ago. He still has friends and family in the old country. For Kinney, the event has personal significance.
I can't be on the ground. I'm not a medical. I don't have no medical background, so I can't really do nothing. So what can I do to allow me to, one, feel their pain, but not just feel it, but also be able to help them? And that's why this fundraiser is very important to me personally to do something.
The news from West Africa about Ebola has focused mainly on the exposures, quarantines, and deaths. But the epidemic has also taken a financial toll. Kinney says families are struggling to put food on their tables. That issue affects more people than the number who have Ebola.
In Liberia, so the overall population is about 4.5 million. There's been just over 7,000 confirmed cases of Ebola. So we're talking about less than 0.2% of the population.
Mark Fertig is with Mercy Corps. He recently returned from Liberia after 2 months directing the organization's response team.
And of course, it's tragic and the stories behind it, and it's scary. But when it comes economically, every household has been affected by it.
Fertig and his team surveyed residents to find out Ebola's economic impact. They found that food prices were going up and people's incomes were going down. Fertig asked residents how they were coping.
We found that households are skipping meals. We've also found that 75% of the household survey are also borrowing money because of the Ebola impact.
Fertig says the priority right now is to contain Ebola and to treat patients, but the economic stress from the epidemic will take years in recovery. That worries Jasper Kinney. He looks forward to the day when the crisis is over, but what happens next is full of uncertainties.
Once Ebola ends, all these NGOs will go away, most of all, I shouldn't say all. Most of them goes away, and that's just kind of how it is. Quote, unquote, the crisis is over, but the aftermath of the crisis is where it's worse.
Kinney says that's where the bigger challenge starts. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.